crystal clear.
Dice Roll Zine Ramblecast. Saturday, June 30th. It's frickin' hot, but I love it. The winters are so long and cold here in Canada. I love it when we have the heat and it's hot and humid. It's awesome. If I could, I would move to the Caribbean so I could experience this most of the year. But at any rate, this podcast is not about the heat and humidity and weather. It is about role-playing games. OSR role-playing games. So my topic today is, how do you like your dungeon keys formatted? How do you like stuff organized in a module or a book or magazine or whatever the fuck it is that you're reading? How do you like the shit organized? Most modules and adventures and stuff are organized like crap, to be perfectly honest, and I'm guilty of it myself. One of the things I'm hoping to do with my Dice Roll zine is actually revolutionize how things are formatted and presented for RPGs. Maybe revolutionize is a bit of a strong term, but I want to try things a little bit differently, try some new things, or at least different things. And one of the things that bothers me about book formatting, specifically modules, I'm not talking about rule books here or anything like that. I'm just talking about modules, dungeon modules, that type of thing. One of the things that bothers me is the wall of text, where you've got basically your room header, room number 3, the goblin den, and then you've got 2 or 3 paragraphs of text, which tell you what's in the room. Or maybe 1 paragraph of text, whatever. It's terrible to scan at the table when you're using it, unless you know it by heart. It's useless at the table, really. It's just, you gotta pick things out of the text, you gotta find words that you're looking for to trigger your memory or to signal something, you know, like there's a treasure there or whatever. So what I tried to do with my first white box module, my Swords and Wizardry white box module, Golden Eye of the Kobold King, one of the things I tried to do with that was have a header for each encounter key or room key, and the header indicates what the monster is in the room, what if there's a treasure in the room, if there's a secret door in the room, how you open the doors, that kind of stuff. It's a little header at the top of each entry. Now, where I did a shitty job in that module was the wall of text after the header. I mean, there's big, long things. I mean, that I did a piss-poor job in that module, but I really was making it for first-time DMs and referees, so I probably over-explained things and over-described things. And at any rate, I did a piss-poor job of it there. But I did it like a lot of modules. But the idea of a header at the start of a room or an encounter with the key information, kind of like keywords, is an idea I really, really like. It's at a quick glance, you can see what's in the room. It triggers your brain to know what aspects of the rules to think of. I kind of dig that. And that got me thinking, what if you actually did the entire room as a stat block? A small stat block. Each of your dungeon rooms, a stat block. Sounds kind of shitty, to be honest with you, but just think about it for a second. You can have your keywords at the top, or your numbers, or whatever's important. to signify in the room, like if there's a trap, if there's a monster, how many monsters, if there's a treasure or not, that kind of stuff. If there's magic, you know, effects, that kind of thing. You can have all of that kind of keyworded at the top, and then you might have a little bit of a description detailing the room. And that would, I guess, be as complex or short or as long as was really necessary to explain anything. But the key idea with this being the stat block is you can organize that information in the paragraphs, however long or short they were, depending on what was necessary. You could have your headers at the top with your keywords, and then each of those keywords could have a brief section below explaining what it is. Now, I don't know if that idea seems cool or it seems shitty to you folks, but it's kind of something I've been thinking about trying. The other thing I've been thinking about trying is with my Dice Roll Zine magazine, zine, whatever you want to call it, is actually switching the format from booklet size, digest size, A5 size, the small size that most of the OSR books these days seem to follow, and actually changing that to 8.5 by 11, normal page size, or A4 size, I guess it would be for European folks. I don't know of too many publications, OSR publications, that do that. I know the Twisting Stare does that, and I kind of like it. And so I'm thinking of that, going back to the traditional book size format. Because what that would allow me to do, one of the other things I want to do in Dice Roll Zine, is have my maps maybe have the headers for each room adjacent to the map. Like, maybe have the map in the middle of the page, and then surrounding that, you have all of your stat block headers, so to speak, for each of the rooms. And so it's all in one sort of page right there at a glance, and you can kind of, you know, if you know the dungeon, then you could run it right off of that one page. If it's a small size dungeon, anyway, off one page. But that's one of the things I was thinking about. So I was curious what you guys thought about how dungeon rooms are presented, how they're organized in modules. Because I don't think most modules do a very good job of it. I mean, I know I haven't done a good job of it in the past. I've got another thing out there. It's not really a Hogtown Games thing that I've done. It's a dungeon, a mega dungeon I started on. It's called "And My Ending Is Despair." For you Shakespeare fans out there, haha. Sorry to get all literary and hoity-toity on you and stuff like that. But "And My Ending Is Despair." Anyway, it's a dungeon, a mega dungeon. I've done one level for it. I have that up on Google Drive for anybody who wants it. I'll have to figure out a way how to... Oh, I know what you can do. You can go to my blog, dndborderlands.blogspot.com. And I'll repeat that at the end. You can go there and go to the downloads page or the downloads. Click the downloads button and it'll take you to my page there. Oh, I got an emergency services vehicle here coming. Please move up. Please move up, buddy. Come on. Come on, move up, move up, move up. Anyway, so I got a fire truck going by me here. Sorry, folks. So now I can get back over here. All right. So on my blog, dndborderlands.blogspot.com, I've got My Ending Is Despair. I have that, the first level of that mega dungeon there on the downloads page, where you can check it out. It's actually landscape format, 3 columns, which is another thing, which triggers, sorry, I'm a bit rambly here, but I love the 3 column format I do for stuff. But anyway, I did a little bit of the header thing and formatting in that particular dungeon key as well. But so what I really want to know from you guys is, I'm all the fire truck threw me off. I'm all scatterbrained now. So I want to know from you guys how you like to have information organized. What types of things do you think creators can do to organize their dungeon information better? How they can present it in their modules better than sort of your traditional map on one page or the center spread, and then you've got all your key entries, you know, maybe four or five or six on a page or however. What are some of the different ways you'd like to see information presented? So, yeah, if you want to call in, let me know what you think about that, or ramble away on your own podcasts, spread the subject around. Organizing dungeon entries. Organizing dungeon information. The dungeon stat block. Is that a cockamamie idea of mine? You know, let's talk about that kind of stuff. At any rate, I'm going to stop now because this driving and doing a podcast is very distracting. So as you can see, emergency service vehicles, fire trucks and whatnot get in the way and cause me to lose my train of thought. But anyway, keep rocking on. Have a good day, folks. And for those of us in the central part of the country, enjoy the heat. Fucking metal! Hey, folks. Steve here again. One of the things I just wanted to add to my recording earlier, before anybody goes and tells me about it, yes, I am aware of one-page dungeons, and what I'm talking about as far as organizing a dungeon is not an entire dungeon on a single page with minimal information. So just to clear that up before anybody starts being a smartass. I'm aware of one-page dungeons. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about regular modules and just presenting the information in a better way. And also, I am aware of Maze of the Blue Medusa and the stuff that Zach has done for Zach Sabbath, if anybody doesn't know who that is. Maze of the Blue Medusa, yeah. And the way he and Patrick Stewart, I think it was, organized the information in Maze of the Blue Medusa. That's kind of a little bit more of where I'm thinking of going. I thought that was a pretty cool idea. I'm not, I'm not too much. I don't want to copy that style, I guess. I don't want to say that, as I'm not sure it works 100% the way I would like it to. But I'm thinking of something more along those kind of lines, how the information is presented. In a better, more useful way at the tabletop. I mean, Zach also did a good job in Vornheim as well, presenting information in there. So anyway, I just wanted to add that in. Yes, I am aware of one-page dungeons, and I'm not trying to reinvent the wheel. I'm not looking to describe an entire dungeon in one page. I'm looking at ways of perhaps doing a level on a page, kind of maybe a little more like Stonehell. If you're familiar with that product, how that's laid out, Stonehell kind of has a dungeon level on one page and then some accompanying description on numerous pages following that. So anyway, I just thought I'd add that in there before anybody threw any wisecracks my way about one-page dungeons. Later!
Hey Steve, it's Matt from At Random. So, alright, so just let me just kind of rattle these off in no particular order. Three column landscape. That works when you have one page front and back. But if you add more pages, then it becomes a mystery. Do I go through all columns and then turn the page? Do I go through? I don't know. I hate that format. I absolutely detest that format if it's longer than one page front and back. One page front and back, that's pamphlet. Those were made to be folded so that there's a three, you know, tri-fold, whatever. That works. That works. I can get down with that. But if you're going to have something that's more than one page, why the fuck are you putting three columns on it, man? It makes no sense. It makes no logical sense. Unless you're just doing it to be weird. Then that's odd, too. Hey, it's Matt. Matt Random again. I told you I had more than one of these coming to you. All right, so 8.5 by 11 or whatever those weird people across the pond call it. Size, that size zine works when it's a magazine, which, you know, you need about 25 to 30 pages. But other than that, it just feels like some sort of loose, a couple pieces of paper stuck together. I mean, let me look really quick. I got the Twisted Stare here in front of me. Volume 1, it's 16 pages. It feels like, I don't know, it feels like floppy because it's not very thick, because there's so many pages that they spread their text across. If they made it digest size, it'd probably be about 32, 40 pages, something like that. It'd feel thick, like I was getting something substantial, like it was worth what I spent on it.
Hey, Matt, Steve here. Just responding to the 8.5 by 11. Yeah, it's a format I'm thinking about. I'm not sure that I'm going to do it. I just mentioned the Twisted Stare because that's the immediate one that came to mind. Part of the reason I'm thinking of doing that is because my zine currently is stretching out to 60 plus pages. So I'm thinking that's in the digest format. So I'm thinking a larger magazine might be the way to go. And it seems I can only get around to doing one of these a year so far at this pace, so that's why I'm considering that, just to give you a little bit of context. So it would be more like a magazine, like a Dragon magazine, maybe not as many pages, but close to that. Anyway, that's why I'm thinking about it. Cheers.
Hey, Steve, Tim Shorts from Gothridge Manor here. If Matt Jackson hates the three column format, that means probably that's the best one you're going to want to use. So anything that Matt says, just go the other way and you got yourself a winner. As far as your 60 page zine, dude, my God, that is going to be a fat one. Once you know, you're a metal dude, why don't you do yourself a double album, keep it zine size, and kind of just go do double zine volume 1 and 2 of issue 2 or whatever. You know, that'd be kind of cool. So as far as formatting, I'm always playing with different formats with my smaller adventures. I just released one this past month, and it was a little bit different. And then I'm kind of working on one now that's playing with format again, because I'm always looking for a different way, and different formats fit different adventures. So, all right, Steve, we'll talk to you soon, bud.
Hey, it's Matt again. So I went and looked at your document with your three columns. I hate three columns, I said that, but I went and looked at your organization, how you listed the rooms. I do like that. I think it's interesting how you did it, but my only kind of con with that is that if you look at it how you've done it, you tend to kind of repeat yourself somewhat. So, for example, there's one room where there's a trap, and up in the short description part, it says trap. Trap door leads back to the cave or something like that. And then down in the text, you use a whole nother sentence to say the trap door hidden in the north wall leads back to the caves. So it seems a little bit redundant to kind of do it that way. And maybe that's just a matter of editing and, you know, tightening up the word usage or something. But it seems, if you're going to describe it in the top part, do you need to describe it again in the bottom part? All right. So part two of that call in. One that I really like the way they did it is a zine called Axebane's Moldy Codex, which is written for the index card role-playing game, so probably a lot of people don't know about that. But the way they lined up their dungeon, the way they organize it, is they have the room name followed by a short box text. And I know right now everybody's like, oh my god, box text, stab me in the heart. But, I mean, I don't know. It works. I don't hate it like everybody else. I don't understand why everybody hates it. It tells you exactly what you need to say without you having to actually use any brain power to think about describing it. It's all right there, as long as it's done well. And then following that, he just has a couple short bullets. So he'll have, you know, three goblins in the room regarding this. There's a secret door in the north wall. Anyway, take a look at it. Axebane's Moldy Codex. And on the weather, because you did make the podcast about, no, what'd you call it? The Ramblecast? I like that. You did make it about the weather for a little bit. So I'm going to tell you, I live in Tennessee, and we're right in the middle of the cold winter and the humid summer belt. And I can tell you right now, it is 90-something degrees out. It's supposed to feel like 105. And I can tell you, no matter how much you love or hate the cold, you would equally love or hate the high temperature and humidity. It's absolutely miserable. I'll walk from my front door to my car and be covered in sweat before I can get in the car and turn it on and turn the air on. It's absolutely miserable. So while you think you might like it, it's great for a day or two. But when it's consistently 96 degrees and 90% humidity for 2 weeks, you hate it.